can't restrain a wild goose and bend it to your will. They are raucous and they are loud. Does that sound right? Kind of like those snow geese that we see every year around here. Unlike the sweet, calming cooing of a dove, a goose's voice is strong and challenging and strident and unnerving, and if you've ever tried to challenge a goose, it can be a bit scary, right? In much the same way, the Spirit of God can be compelling, demanding, and unsettling. Before leaving the disciples, Jesus told them, "You will share my message with everyone, but first, wait. Wait for God's power to fill you." So they waited and waited and waited. They waited for weeks. But then one day, on a holiday, it happened. Pentecost was a Jewish holiday, a lot like Thanksgiving, when the Hebrew people made an offering of their harvest. So there they were, all the disciples together in one place, celebrating the festival of Pentecost, when all of a sudden, when they least expected, it happened. The sound of a huge wind filled the whole house. It was like a hurricane, they say. And then something like little tongues of fire came over their heads. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit gave them power to speak all kinds of different languages. They all started to talk about God's power in different languages, and they went out into the streets. And people heard the sounds, and they came to see what was going on. Is this part of the festival? There were visitors in the city from all kinds of different countries. They were there to celebrate the holiday, and they all heard the disciples talking about God's power, God's love, in their own languages. They were amazed. Some people thought the disciples were drunk. But Peter stood up and told everybody they weren't drunk, but that it was God's Spirit that filled them with the power to speak in different languages. And he told them about Jesus, about how Jesus had risen from the dead. And from then on, all the disciples went out to share the good news of Jesus, the good news of God's love that is for everyone. They were filled with God's Spirit. God's Spirit gave them power, boldness, bravery to share the good news with everyone. Think about this story of Pentecost and the impressions that the disciples made on the crowd. People thought they were drunk and disorderly. Their behavior looked bizarre. When God's Spirit takes hold of us, we can be like that wild Celtic goose, or the geese we see here in Canada, noisy and out of control. But we United Church people don't usually let ourselves get out of control, do we? We're not Pentecostals after all. We're not charismatics who allow the Spirit to work us up into a frenzy of bizarre behavior, right? But you know what? We are supposed to be Pentecostal. At least small p Pentecostal. We are supposed to let the Holy Spirit fill us and make us speak different languages, different ways, each in our own tongues. Now, I don't really know what that would look like, and I'm not suggesting literally that we should all miraculously break out into tongues right here and now, but the reality is that in this room alone, there's at least a dozen different languages that people can speak, right? When God's Spirit moves among us, it can look strange and unsettling. God's Spirit might actually move us to talk about our faith with a friend or a neighbor or a family member or with each other. God's Spirit might make us bold to reach out and make friends with people who are different instead of simply ignoring or resenting them. If the Holy Spirit comes upon us and fills us, then we might find ourselves doing things that get us labeled drunk and disorderly. Sometimes we even hear from other people of faith that we're being unchristian. How ironic is that? The Spirit may indeed cause us to behave in ways that seem strange to others and even to ourselves. Sister Mary Roll of the Sisters of St. Joseph once said that the wild goose invites us to let go of all that is static, to live life on God's terms rather than from our preconceived and safe ideas of how life should work out. This alternative image of the Holy Spirit beckons us toward the unexpected, to life's ultimate questions, to fresh horizons and new perspectives, to grow into the dynamic world of the Spirit. It calls us to be open to a dangerous adventure, a divine journey, impassioned by the Spirit with the tongues of fire gifted to the disciples. Pentecost invites us to go on a wild goose chase, where it's the goose that chases us. We often say that the events we remember today gave birth to the church. That's why we're having a birthday party today after the service. Pentecost was kind of a coming out moment for the disciples of Jesus, when they became bolder and braver about sharing the story of Jesus and reaching out to others beyond their limited circle. And you know, it's actually kind of a reversal of the old legend of the Tower of Babel. Have you heard that story? The story of the Tower of Babel is a primeval legend that for ancients, it explained how people ended up scattered all over the earth with such different languages. But there are other dimensions to the story. It's about how God used chaos to accomplish God's divine purpose for humanity. The legend is that the people of the earth were all one group. They shared one language and they began to build a great city. And they decided to build a tower that would reach up into the clouds, a sacred temple tower that was meant to be an artificial holy mountain of sorts where people could be with God. They wanted to reach God. The problem was, they did it out of arrogance and pride, to make a name for themselves, they said. So God decided to curb their arrogance and hold back their progress. God didn't knock down the temple in a great storm. God gave them a gift. The gift of languages, many languages. And it created chaos. Can you imagine? Everyone shows up at the construction site for the new tower. And suddenly they can't talk to each other. They all speak different languages. So God confused their language and they had to give up on building the tower. The people spoke many different languages and scattered over the earth. God uses, sometimes, God uses chaos to accomplish the divine purpose. Can you see the connection between that ancient legend and the story of Pentecost? It's kind of flipped around. God used the gift of tongues of languages to accomplish their purpose. In both cases, it created chaos. But at Pentecost, the initial chaos resolved into an amazing opportunity to communicate the good news of Jesus Christ. God used the same sign to begin a new era in the history of God's people. If you only remember one thing about Pentecost, why are we wearing red and orange and yellow and other colors of flames today? Please remember this. Pentecost teaches us about the opposite of our long-standing toxic habit of separating people into us and them. The people who aren't invited and those of us that are. Outsiders and insiders. The unsaved and the saved. This kind of distinction has been the source of Christianity's worst moments and most violent episodes, drawing a line between all people and God's people. All people are God's people. All people. We sometimes say that Pentecost is the birthday of the church. A great wind howls in the skies, flames blaze above, and a huge crowd hears the word of God in their own languages. But it is the birth of something even bigger than the church. It is the birth of a new humanity, a new creation. For Peter, in his explanation, quotes the prophet Joel, who says, "In the last days, God declares, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh." All flesh. Not just some people. Literally in Greek, this phrase means the whole human nature. Every physical body. Pentecost is a story of the world's baptism by holy fire. The extension of the holiest of all moments, creation itself. It is the birth of a new humanity. The biggest miracle of Pentecost is not that all these disciples spoke in languages that people could understand. It's that they did it. And people heard them. And we are given the same gift. When the Spirit fills us, it can unlock that gift within us. There are things you can say that nobody else can say. There are places that you will be that no one else is. There are experiences you share, languages and phrases that you have that are unique to you. There are acts of love and service that you are uniquely placed to do. Nobody has the life that you have. You have a unique way of expressing your faith that some people can understand. Whereas they wouldn't understand me when I speak. That may be some of you here. You have unique gifts and credibility with people the rest of us don't. You have families and friends and co-workers and neighbors who like you and respect you and take your word seriously. You are in a unique position to introduce others in word and action to God's love in a way that none of the rest of us could. So today is Pentecost Sunday, the day that we remember that the Holy Spirit of God so filled those everyday people like you and me that they began to turn the world upside down. And it didn't happen fast. It took time. It is taking time. But it is turning the world upside down. Christ gave us a legacy. A legacy that says that all of us belong to God. Our lives are meant to be understood as sacred, reflections of the divinity of God. Our living is meant to be generous and gracious. Each and every person, even those who seem to be throwing their lives into the winds, even those who are so altered by life's struggles that they mumble and they can't relate and they don't fit in, are divine spirits, reflections of the glory of God. And it's our job, it's our joy, to reach out and turn this world toward the gracious love and justice of God. The church was born for a purpose. Those disciples were called to share with everyone, no matter where they came from, the love of God and Jesus Christ. And that purpose remains ours today. It is all of our jobs to remind everyone around us that they are precious gifts from heaven. You are precious gifts from heaven. And the Holy Spirit gives each one of us a unique way of communicating, a unique language for sharing that wonderful news. So let's not be too afraid of that wild goose. Let's not be too afraid of the chaos the Spirit creates. Let's allow the Spirit to fill us and give us courage to help people remember they are not outsiders, that we are all divine. And even though it might be a little loud and messy sometimes and unpredictable like the goose, the Holy Spirit can guide us to a new creation, a rebirth into a new humanity.